Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Beekeeper's Lament, How One Man and Half a Billion Honeybees Help Feed America, by Hannah Nordhaus, narrated by Exie Sands. What god was it, O muses, who devised an art like this? Where was it that such strange new knowledge came from and was learned by men? From the Fourth Georgic, the Georgics of Virgil. Chapter 1. Fast Cars and Big Trucks. John Miller isn't fond of death. He takes it personally. A few years ago, he even bought a Corvette, as if that could stave it off. It was a red C5, number 277, produced that year. Brand new. He purchased it just before he turned 46, as the days lengthened to summer's zenith. Then he promptly fled California. East of Reno, the highway emptied, and he inched the speedometer faster. 90, 100, 120, 170. He passed a souped-up Cadillac STS as if it were a dawdling tractor. The driver didn't even have time to turn his head and gawk. Miller likes numbers, so he clocked himself and did some silent math. Even going 90, the sucker in the STS had to wait 45 seconds for a mile to pass. Miller? 22 and a half seconds per mile. And just like that, he was 900 miles away in Hudson, Wyoming. He stopped there for a meal at Spieler's restaurant with his old friend Larry Krause. John Miller is a migratory beekeeper, and so is Larry Krause. They travel the country with thousands of hives, chasing blooms and making honey. Miller and Krause have been friends for a very long time, as is often the case with beekeepers. They are a dying breed, figuratively speaking. There are fewer and fewer of them, and they tend to a breed, Apis mellifera, the European honeybee, that is literally dying. Yet they persist.